It is by the causeless mercy of His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Gaura Kishoras Babaji Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and all of the previous acharyas, that we are being given this very divine and rare fortune of coming together to this holy place. Through the system of parampara, the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead has descended since time immemorial. Krishna originally instructed Brahma before the creation even took place. Brahma instructed Narada to Vyasa, who later instructed Madhvacharya. And this ancient message has been preserved in its pure form. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He appeared within this world to bestow His infinite mercy upon all living beings who are simply willing to accept it. He appeared within this great disciplic succession. And our acharyas have been awakening the desire for people to receive the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And it is by their grace that we are here today. Human civilization is mad after the animalistic desires of the mind. Human civilization is wasting their precious opportunity of self-realization in search of worldly pleasures and comforts. However, human life is meant for tapasya. And the only true tapasya is that which brings us closer to the loving service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To accept what is favorable for devotional service and to reject what is unfavorable for devotional service. We have come to this holy place for the purpose of our purification. We have not come simply to enjoy a holiday like materialistic people try to enjoy. In the material world, people are so frustrated with their everyday lives. They seek some relief by going to another place to enjoy their senses and forget their materialistic problems. And generally in their holidays, by engaging in various forms of sense gratification, they incur even more karmic reactions than in their ordinary lifestyle. But we have come to this holy place following in the footsteps of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and His associates, and following in the footsteps of all of their divine servants. We have come to offer our lives in the loving service of the Supreme Lord and His devotees. We have come to purify our hearts of all selfish desires separate from the service of the Lord. We have come with the desire of coming closer to the treasure of all of our aspirations, unalloyed surrender to the desire of Lord Krishna. Srila Prabhupada has taught us this unadulterated message. Very few pilgrims actually understand the true meaning of a yatra and the highest purpose to aspire for. When we are in a holy place, we have the opportunity to make tremendous spiritual progress. Whatever spiritual practices that we perform here will have very, very great power to bring us closer to the Lord. So we should not waste a moment. We should be very eager, enthusiastic to hear, to chant. It is now the summer season and Jagannath Puri is a very hot place. So certainly there will be some material suffering. However, Thakur Bhakti Vinod has said that the material sufferings and hardships that I experience in your service, my Lord, are the greatest pleasure in my life. We should be willing to bear the inconveniences with a happy and grateful heart. After many, many births, evolving through many species of life in this material world, we have come under the shade of the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and his servants, and we have been brought to the eternal abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So let us be in the mood of the servant of the servant of the servant. Let us follow in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya, who lived in the role of his own perfect devotee, just to teach us, constantly hearing about Krishna, talking about Krishna, chanting the holy names of Krishna, and serving the Vaishnavas, and trying to give the mercy of Krishna to others. That was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's example, and that is our goal of life, to follow in his footsteps. So let us not talk gossip. Let us not discuss the things of the world. Let us only discuss the glories of Krishna and his devotional service, and chant his holy names.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.